CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Today is Veterans Day, a holiday to honor those who have served the country in the military. CBS News Pittsburgh, Ross Godotti talked to John DeFilippo, a veteran who fought in the Korean War.
It was on a heartbreak ridge. It was August the 6th. I'll never forget that date.
It would be the first of many days that North Korean soldiers and the Chinese Communist forces would try to kill him.
I heard poof, 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 three mortars going off real loud.
The first two mortars missed.
The third one I never heard. It's the one that got me.
Army doctors would spend a month picking shrapnel from his body, but a month later, he was back on duty up on the hill. The enemy still terrifyingly close.
Because a lot of times you could smell what they ate in the field, and you're so damn scared you don't know what to do.
A deadly wildfire is raging along the New York-New Jersey border. Flames are also devouring thousands of acres near another major city, Los Angeles. KNX reporter Elsa Ramon has details on the so-called mountain fire.
More people who were forced to leave their homes are now being allowed to come back to their neighborhoods, but other evacuation orders are still in effect. Jamie Randall was allowed to come back to her house in Camarillo, only to find it was gutted by the flames.
It's hard to see this, to wrap my head around the gravity of what has happened to our home.
And at a community meeting last night, Ventura County fire officials said the area has suffered a great damage loss, but thousands of homes were saved and hundreds of lives were rescued. WAKA-TV's Esty Morrison says someone started shooting during a celebratory weekend at Tuskegee University in Alabama.
Tuskegee has been having their 100th anniversary for their homecoming, and so there have been just tons of people there. It's been a very exciting place to be, just very happy. A lot of people out tailgating, and there was a gathering in one of the parking lots, and that's when someone just started opening fire.
One person died, 16 others were hurt. Police have arrested one man leaving the scene with a handgun with a machine gun conversion device. We're months away from inauguration, but President-elect Donald Trump will return to the White House this week. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand tells us why.
President Biden will meet with President-elect Trump here at the White House on Wednesday. It's the first time they are speaking face-to-face since their debate back in June. And it's an invite that was not extended by Trump when President Biden was preparing to take office.
For the third weekend in a row, Venom: The Last Dance is the number one movie at the box office. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Government Zero!
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Ooh, for the people!
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indie 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Everybody's wanting their music high-tech. We like a vinyl kind of thing. Everybody's rolling in new stuff, big trucks, we like our old Mustang. This is our ride, this is our life, ain't gotta make this love just like everybody else is out there. We got it going on, we put our own spin on it. Come on, come on, switch it on.
Don't let me put our
right, Indy 45 Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media. It is Shane Christopher Neal. Each and every weekend, you can check out the show right here on Civic Media. Do appreciate you, and I try to do my best to play you a ton of Canadian country, rock, Americana, kind of you name it. This show being taped in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So there you have it, Wisconsin. You are listening to local music from someplace else. Now, that artist right there, Austin Ryder, is from the province of Manitoba. If you've not been to Manitoba, there's really no reason to go to Manitoba. I mean, I guess you could go see the Winnipeg Jets. They're okay. But anyway, there was a country rocker named Ryan Cohen, and Austin Ryder is his son. And that song is called Spin, so there you have it. Indy 45, you can reach me at shaneradiozero@gmail.com, my website, shanechristopherneal.com. And today on the show, my good friend James Underwood stops by from Niagara Falls, Canada. Deep history with Mr. Underwood. He has some brand new music he's released in 2024, so we're going to chat about that. Corey M. Coons is on the way. He was out in Nashville, Tennessee last weekend, as was I. But right now, I'm going to debut this song right now. It is by Kristen Nichols. Kristen Nichols being a man. K-R-I-S-T-I-N. Nichols with two L. Two L's, rather. And Kristen's a great dude. Love his vibe. You can check him out on YouTube. He's got a great image. Got some great tunes. And this is his latest. It's called Walk on Water. All right. It is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I once shined so bright, I timed all this light. I fought the good fight, I feel wounded. This cross that I bear seems harsh, so unfair. But I'll take it in stride, to know that you care. So I'll wait for you to walk on water, and I'll wait for you to take away the storm. Won't come plain, 'cause I know that you're faithful, and you see these tears as they fall. I climb to great heights, I fought many fights, then came dark night. Oh, I crumble.
Friend Corey M. Coons. It is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Corey was out in Nashville, Tennessee at an awards show, I know, last weekend. I also was in Nashville, Tennessee. However, my time in Nashville is a bit foggy. If you've not been to Broadway, well, you go to Broadway and tell me how you make out, okay? I'm just going to leave it right there. But Corey M. Coons is his name, and I know he's recording some new music as well, which I'm super excited about. All right, coming up, my interview with James Underwood from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. He put out a couple of albums, or EPs, I guess, this year in 2024, the second being East St. Louis. He is not from East St. Louis, but you'll find out more of why the album's called East St. Louis coming up. So James Underwood, but I'm going to start with a tune by James to get things started. Then you're going to hear the interview. And then another brand new song called The Ghost, also by James
Underwood. It's Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Turn it up.
All right, my friend James Underwood with me right now. How you doing, James?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was thinking earlier, where did we connect first? It was like many years ago, but I'm just trying to put my finger on like where it was, when it was. Do you remember or no?
I do remember, and it's actually a good story. You actually saved my butt one time. It was the Niagara Music Awards here in Niagara Falls, and I was ready to perform, except my drummer was running behind, and you kind of, out of panic, I just looked at you and said, is there anything you can do? Because you were kind of emceeing, and you just kind of jumped behind the drum kit and impromptu solo. Do you remember that? And
oh, man.
It for 5 minutes or so until my drummer rushed up on stage, and yeah, so that's like the first time we met, and forever, since then, I've been, you know, forever grateful. So thanks for that again.
Oh, that's, I knew that there was a song about being on, or rather a story about being on stage and playing a song or playing something, but I couldn't remember what it was. So that's awesome.
I just froze and I said, I don't know what to do. Can you jump on the kit? I knew you could play drums, so you did. So thank you.
That's awesome. So real excited for 2024 for you because you got a couple things going on. Let's talk about White Rose Resistance. Came out in January of this year. So I can't believe that this is your first album because that's crazy. You've been playing music for a long time.
Yeah, I did. I made a couple demos here and there back in the day, but this is like my first. Like, this is where I actually learned and understood. Got to understand how the studio works, and I made a full 10 song record, and expectations came and went, and I just kind of learned to go with the flow with this record. This kind of started during COVID. I'm just sitting around. I had a few ideas, a few riffs, and from there it just kind of snowballed. And once you start writing, it just kind of comes. So I'm like, before I know it, I got 10 songs. I called Matt Keegan at Audio Matt Studios and got in there, started recording.
So did Matt play on the album too? He plays drums, obviously.
Matt played drums on the album, which is great, and he produced it. And through Matt, he's well known around here, and he actually introduced me to a few great players like Jimmy Boskill, who's in Blue Rodeo. He plays on the record, and I reached out to certain musicians. There's a girl named Lori Goldston. She was actually in the band Nirvana. She played the cello. Like, if you see her on the Unplugged show, she's in Seattle. But through Instagram, we shot a couple messages back and forth, and she ended up playing on the title track of the record. It's beautiful.
So White Rose Resistance refers to what?
So that was actually a movement back in Nazi Germany, where this young girl, her name was Sophie Scholl. She started a pamphleteering program against the Nazis, speaking out against the Nazis, handing out paper and stuff like that, and kind of trying to assemble a resistance against the Nazis. And of course, she was caught and executed along with her co-conspirators, as they were called. And I just like that idea that they called it the White Rose Resistance or the White Rose Campaign. And I just kind of went with that. And social justice,
That's awesome.
I had a few. Sorry.
I was just going to say, talk to me a little bit about your influences and maybe what this album would sound like. So somebody who doesn't know you says, like, what does it kind of sound like to you?
I know. I try to think about like, if someone asked me that question, like, who would I compare myself to? And I'm like, okay, get three bands. And what would those three bands be? I mean, I like lyrics. I'm a lyric guy. So people like Michael Stipe from REM, I'd say I go to that style. Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. But then I also, being born and raised in the 90s, I got a grungy side to me too. So I love the Alice in Chains influence. So, it goes back and forth. I just try to take the best of all my influences of musically and try to put them together in a song and be like, hey, well, I like everything that's going on in this song. I'm going to, take this from that and mix it all together and see what we get. So
what does Matt say to you when you come with a song that, or a few songs that are a little different styles, sound a little bit different? Does he give you advice as the producer? Does he kind of say, you know what, this would be better as, the verse than the chorus? Does he say, you got too many different styles here? Or does he kind of let you be you?
Well, the first thing he usually says to me is, hey, buddy, I'm in the dark about this song again. So just play it a few times so I can hear it. And then after that, he lets me kind of lay down what I want. And there have definitely been times when he said to me, I need another verse here, or I hear a bridge here. And I think that, and at first, again, learning the studio, growing at first, I'm like, no, this is a song. And then afterwards, I'm like, wait a minute. No, you know what? I'm the only person hearing these songs. To get a second opinion or a third opinion from another musician actually is proving to be very, like, helpful. And I'm actually grateful for them now. So, yeah, he does guide me, direct me in the studio for sure. And it's always welcome, and it's always usually for the best, though.
So it's interesting because what I like about the outside perspective is that when you have a band, like an actual band, and you got four or five guys in the band, and you're writing a song, and everybody has their, input as to what they like and what they don't like, that's fine. But it's when you get those other people with those other ears that hear things completely different. And a lot of people don't give the producers, especially back in the 80s, a lot of these bands who put out records that sold 20 million copies today are bashing a producer for how he produced the album. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what's wrong with you? Somebody hears it a little bit
and
differently.
Those are huge songs too. There's a lot of guitar. There's a lot going on in those tracks too. So they really had to, work with all the levels because everyone wanted their guitar louder. So the producers really had their work cut out for them back in the 80s for sure.
So this year you also put out an album, right? Or an EP called East St. Louis. Now, you're not from East St. Louis.
So no. Let's talk about that first in the name of it.
Okay, so actually, East St. Louis is a city in Illinois. It's not actually in Missouri where St. Louis is. It's kind of right beside it. I guess it would be to the east. Yeah, but I was just looking at like reading about abandoned cities in America, right? And this just happens to be like you drive through the city, it's now a ghost town. There's nothing there. The buildings are all dilapidated and empty. You know, I'm not even sure if there's a civilian population living anywhere in the city. And I just like that idea. Of, you know, kind of comparing maybe yourself to feeling like, a bit abandoned in a city, an empty city, and you're just looking to build it back up or something like that. So I just like the way the cadence sounded East St. Louis.
It's a lot like Niagara Falls, by the way you explained it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? There's a lot of tourists here, so they'll keep it going.
So why did you put out an EP so close to putting out your 10-song album, like in the same year? Is that just because you had enough songs in you and you just wanted to keep going, or?
So you know what? It's not going to stop now. Once I put out that first record, I only go in the studio for 2 hours a week. That's my budget. That's my time that I'm able to get into the studio 2 hours a week. So all the work I do is with 2 hours a week. I have the whole week to listen to it, to sit on it, and I go in the studio ready to record. So as soon as I put out that record, the next week I was back in for my 2 hours. And right now I even started a third record. So I don't plan on stopping, right? And five songs here and there, it's no problem to come up with. I'm constantly writing now. Like I said, once you get the ball rolling, it's hard to turn it off. And why would you want to, right?
No, absolutely. I totally agree with you.
It's a way to get these ideas out of you. It's a way to get your creativity out. And I love to write. And I've been working more recently on my lyrics and writing. And I consider myself in a, Charles Bukowski-esque phase right now.
That's perfect, man. Now, so what's going to happen coming up for live shows? Do you have a plan to play them? Will Matt and his band or other people, obviously, that you know, play in your band? Like, give me what that kind of looks like as you, because it's, you have these songs and you're like, well, I want people to hear them besides, finding them on Spotify or something. So do you have any plans to kind of maybe do some showcases or play at the Warehouse in St. Catharines, where obviously they have a lot of, any kind of bands?
Yep. So I just played at the Warehouse not too long ago. What I do for live shows, I actually play as a duo with my co-writer, Brett Fusco. He's a local Niagara guy. He's a great musician, and he actually comes to me with some chord ideas, some guitar ideas, and absolutely nails all the harmonies. So we actually have a good two-man show that we do. We transpose these songs from a full band or whatever they may be, and we work out our best version, and that's how we're playing live. It's simple that way, two acoustic guitars, and so that's how we're doing. And we play around Toronto, like the Horseshoe Tavern. We got a show coming up soon. Nice. And looking for gigs when you can get them. But for me, it's the studio is where it's at for me. Like, I just love going in there 2 hours away from the world and just to shut everything down and be yourself and put your music out, right?
So how can people, obviously probably Spotify and that, but do you have a website or you have social media for James Underwood, and where would people find your music or anything they need to know?
So definitely you can check me out on all the streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever it may be. It's under my name. I go by James Underwood. And you can just search for one of the albums, East St. Louis or White Rose Resistance. You'll find me.
Awesome.
And I am on social media. You can go to James Underwood Music for Instagram. You'll see me there, and you'll see some cool videos and stuff like that, some live videos. And I'm not that hard to find. Anyone wants to get in touch, I'm here. I'm ready to jam. This is James Underwood, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Oh, my wake is filled.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Hey folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
I am your name. No, I meant, I'm Art Paul. Improvisize comment here. Hi, you guys are cool. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people like you and me and all the weirdos. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Dean Castanova from Journey, and you are listening to Shane Christopher Neal. Crank it, people.
All my hands and my knees, I'm falling.
Dead Romantic is the name of that band. And I got to tell you, man, I love that tune. So Dead Romantic, I got that song sent to me from Lyric Doobie, and I play quite a few songs from Lyric on the show, is a brand new band called Dead Romantic, Caught in the Moment. And he's got some big-time players playing on the album, all from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. One of them being Mike Krompas. And Mike is a great producer. He used to live in Toronto. Maybe he does again now. I know he moved over to the UK. He produced a number of albums, including the latest Honeymoon Suite album. But a ton of talent in that band, again, called Dead Romantic. Before that, Revive the Rose from Welland, Ontario, Canada. My good friend, Annie Colonico. And Andy has a solo country career. I have played some of his songs as well on the Indie 45 show, but that is his rock band, Revive the Rose. I am hearing rumors they have some new music coming out. So I'm real excited to get that and to play it for you right here on Max Sync Radio. Coming up, I got a brand new track from the J. Diem Band. It just came out this past week. Some Chase Stevens on the way. Right now, it's Chesney Clare. Chesney was named after, Kenny Chesney. Song called 15 Candles. It is the Indie 45 radio show. Max Sync Radio right here along the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I had 15 candles.
Damn.
Sometimes things don't go as planned. I always thought that was just part of life. It's alright. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You get what you get, you can't always choose. But in the end you hope that it'll be enough to be happy. And you dance around the sun 100 times while the moon and stars shine. But it is what it is and it ain't what it ain't. I'm not a sinner, but I sure am no saint. I've been on both sides of up and down, good and bad and lost, and I've been found. Oh, I know it's sometimes easy to forget. Life is good, make it as good as it gets. What you never had. Don't waste time looking back. Then water under the bridge is as good as gone, whether right or wrong. We all get a little rain every now and then, but the sun will shine again. 'Cause it is what it is and it ain't what it ain't. I'm not a sinner, but I sure am no saint. I've been on both sides of up and down, good and bad and lost, and I've been found. Oh, I know it's sometimes easy to forget. Life is good, make it as good as it gets. Is guaranteed, but we do the best we can. Whatever will be. Gotta roll on down the highway, blazing a trail of memories. 'Cause it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. I'm not a sinner, but I sure am no saint. I've been on both sides of up and down, good and bad, been lost, and I've been found. Oh, I know it's sometimes easy to forget that life is good, make it as good as it gets. Oh, I know is good, make it as good as it gets.
Yeah, this is as good as it gets, my friend. It is the Indy 45 radio show. If this is as good as it gets, things are not well in the world. That's all I gotta say. Shane Christopher Neal, Max Sync Radio along Civic Media. You want to check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. You want to send me a message, you can do that as well. I am on Facebook under Shane Christopher Neal or ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. Last weekend, I was in attendance at an event, country songwriter event. This Round's on Me is what it was called. It was all hosted by Dave Woods. Chase Stevens, who you just heard, was there. And Dave Woods does a great job here in Southern Ontario, right from Niagara to like Hamilton, Mississauga, Toronto. He's always putting on these songwriting events, and a ton of people have attend them. Great artists, and always a blast. And it gives me an opportunity to meet some new country artists and get some music to play it for you right here on the Indy 45 show. So that's how we roll right here. Brand new music right now, my good friend Jay Stone. I know I got a lot of good friends, but Jay Stone and that band doing such a great job here in Niagara. They are called the JDM Band. They just recorded a single and put a video out for this. We're going to end the show with it, okay? It's called Fallen Soldiers, the JDM Band. Wrap it up. The Indy 45 show, Max Sync Radio, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
so right. Been in my bed since yesterday. Well, I'm a little crazy. That's all right by me. Well, I'm a little wasted. That's all right. Fell off the wagon yesterday. That's all right by me. All the poor soldiers lined up in a row, trying to move forward every day. All the soldiers lined up with roses on my grave.
Month, I need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.